You know that story we always tell about how we met at a park? We lied. The truth? We met at a porn shop in 2002. And the only reason we got together? A blowjob. Not appropriate? Fuck it. She was someone who decided that a job at the porn shop was better than working at McDonald's. I'd have chosen McDonald's. At least there you don't have creepy guys bringing copies of Super Anal Sluts 16 to you and asking if you like anal too. I was 20. I borrowed my dad's car because I was afraid someone would recognize mine. I didn't know shit about porn, and I sure as hell didn't have the guts to date or ask a girl for sex. That might be why I was there. I remember walking into the store and avoiding the eyes of the girl behind the counter. I remember her being sort of dumpy looking. Even so, I felt my anxiety firmly. I walked over to the video section and took in the covers of the pornos. For whatever reason, she found me interesting. Or maybe she was just bored. I was looking at a blowjob video when I heard the soft, liquid sound of her voice behind me. "That one's pretty good," she said. "But you should check out the Deep Throat Horror series instead. They have some guys in it that are so big, it's unreal." Honestly, what does a guy say to that? "Thanks, I'll check it out." Yeah, no. I remember my cheeks burning and stammering something noncommittal. Why she persisted, I don't know. "Do you like blowjobs?" she said. "I mean, in porn?" At that point, I turned to look at her. And that was the first time I really saw her. The dark hair, the brown eyes, the dimples she got when she smiled, and the hint of her breasts, which were amazing. I remember shrugging lamely at her, trying to maintain eye contact, but not in that awkward way guys sometimes have when they don't know what the hell to do. "I don't know," I said. "I don't really watch porn, but I probably would like blowjob porn if I ever had one." She just stared at me for a moment, then smiled. "Really?" she said. I went bright red, I'm sure. I was very close to just dashing out at that point. Maybe she saw it. I don't know, but she gave me a funny look and then grabbed my hand and proceeded to write on it with a pen. "I'll tell you what," she said. "If you can make it to 10 dates with me, I'll give you an epic one and we can find out." I think I didn't know what to do when she said that. She walked away before I could respond, and I didn't have the guts to buy anything after that. I fled that store, and I didn't do anything about the number she wrote on my hand until a day later. I don't know where the courage came from, I remember sitting in my bedroom, staring at my bookshelf and thinking, what the hell? At the very least, I could get a blowjob. So I called her. I think she was amused when I tried to be all smooth on the phone. Regardless, I asked her and then took her on a first date to the local park. I don't know how I got over my shyness, but something about her made it all right. She was dressed like she'd been at the porn shop, dumpy, oversized clothing, very little makeup. I still thought she was pretty. We played in the sand by the swing sets. I found out her name was Michelle and that she was a year older than me and that she liked porn, but she liked first-person shooters more, and that she had a piercing below her neckline. When the date ended, she kissed my cheek and told me I'd survived one date and had 9 to go. For the third date, we went to a movie. It had Samuel L. Jackson in it, but I remember more about Michelle and her tongue in my mouth than the plot of that movie. The fifth date was to a park again. We sat for hours on a park bench, talking about everything and anything, about my dreams to become an electrician, about her poetry, and the theater script that she wrote and that she didn't have the guts to show anyone. She was strong and sensitive, intelligent, and so very witty. At times, I wondered why she was dating me, of all people. The other dates were wonderful. I found I was relaxed with her. I came out of my shell. We got to know one another. I opened up and told her about my parents' divorce, and she let me read her script. We talked about porn, and I got to second base. I met her brother, Josh. He slipped me a condom when she wasn't looking. I discovered an intelligent and fiercely funny young woman, and I loved spending time with her. Every date was better than the last. But in my mind, I kept thinking about that blowjob. Before long, a bit more than a month had passed and the 10th date arrived. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't been counting them. But by the time we got to that date, I was in this odd sort of state where I was horny as hell, but a little afraid it would fuck everything up. That night, I picked her up at her house, and she was dressed like I'd never seen her before. I thought she was pretty before, but the girl who answered the door was breathtaking. She was made up and dressed like she was going to the club in this short black dress that showed off her legs, legs I'd only seen in jeans before. God, she had nice calves. And it was low cut, too. The first time I'd seen more than a hint of her breasts. We went out to a restaurant, and I actually felt self-conscious being with her as guys around me kept glancing in her direction. She was sassy and flirty all evening, and by the time we got back to the car after dinner, I was in quite a state. I didn't mention the blowjob. I didn't want to seem too eager. The drive back to her house wasn't any better as she teased me by running her hand along my thigh as I drove. When we got within a block of her house, she told me to pull over. I did, and that's when she began her work. She got me to shimmy my pants down to free my erection, and she spent the next half hour just touching and teasing it, exploring and giggling and talking about how much she wanted it in her mouth. I don't think I've ever been so hard in my life. And somehow, maybe because she was skilled, or because I was eager to feel her mouth, I was able to resist the urge to come. And then she finally leaned over and licked me. Oh, I nearly lost it then, but she pulled back and let me calm down. And she began a new teasing session with her tongue and mouth, gauging my reactions and keeping me so close to the edge, but always pulling me back before I went over it. I think it got to the point that I was even begging her to put her mouth on me. I was putty in her hands, and she was aglow, giggling and teasing me with each lick or gentle suck. The end of it was when she put her mouth on me for the last time, plunging my penis almost into her throat, and that's when I lost it. I came hard in her mouth, and she swallowed all of it. When it was all over and I sat there in an orgasmic haze, I turned and looked at her, and it was in that instant, as she looked back at me with her brown eyes, that I knew this woman was the one I wanted to be with. Sure, it could have been sex euphoria. But after that, I fought damn hard to win her. I didn't want to just be the guy who dated her for an epic blowjob. I think by that point I had her already, but I made damn sure by working my ass off for her. We became a very close couple. And on the day I asked her to marry me, she said yes. You know the rest after that. But there is one more story I need to tell. The last time we were together in our bedroom, she held my hand. And I just sat with her. We didn't say much. There wasn't anything that could be said that could make things any better. That day, though, she was in a rare mood. In one of the moments of noise we had, I told her that I'd been thinking about how we first met. She said she wished that she could get up out of her bed and give me an epic blowjob that I'd never forget. And I just looked at her with the IV and the medical supplies on her dresser, in her emaciated, pale face, and I couldn't hold it in. I just lost it. I couldn't stop laughing. Despite all that had happened, the cancer, the chemo, and now her laying there, I just laughed and laughed. And the best part is, she, the woman I love, the one who was so strong, but hadn't smiled in a month, she laughed with me, And then we cried too. It was impossible not to. And after it was done, and she lay there, smiling at me, I leaned over and kissed her and said, "Michelle, you already did." And I know she knew what I meant. I know this whole story was way too graphic to be in a proper eulogy, but I prefer being honest because that story is who she was. Strong, independent, and clever as hell. She tricked me into dating her after all. So we got together because of a blowjob. But I think I ended up with something worth far more than amazing mouth sex. Her. And that's something I'd not give up for all the blowjobs in the world. And I think she'd agree. I guess that's all I have to say. Losing her is like losing a piece of my soul. I already miss you. Desperately. Shelley.